Manu Patra alerts dated the 2nd of August 2019. Supreme Court has held that a judicial magistrate can order an accused to give his voice samples even against his consent in the course of a criminal investigation. The court decided the issue authoritatively after a division bench remained divided on the legality of such an order and referred the matter to the larger bench in 2012. Supreme Court has ordered status quo for 2 weeks on JP Group's plea against NCLAT order which allowed fresh bidding for debt-laden JP Infratech. The court ordered status quo after the court was informed that Parliament had passed the proposed amendments in the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, 2016. Supreme Court has kept in abeyance its earlier order by which it had transferred from Rae Bareli in Uttar Pradesh to Delhi, the accident case in which the Unnao rape victim was severely injured. Rajya Sabha has passed the Unlawful Activities Prevention Amendment Bill, 2019. The bill gives powers to the central government to designate an individual as terrorist and seize his properties. Supreme Court has sent a man to the gallows for horribly gang-raping a 10-year-old girl along with a co-accused and killing her and her 7-year-old brother by throwing them in a canal with their hands tied. The court, while terming the offence as shocking and cold-blooded, upheld the verdicts of the trial court and the Madras High Court to award death penalty to condemned convict Manoharan, saying that the offence fell under the rarest of rare category. Bombay High Court has observed that demonetization has exposed the myth of fake currency in circulation. This observation comes as a result of frowning on Reserve Bank of India's frequent resizing of currency notes. Punjab and Haryana High Court has issued a directive to the state government to implement the provisions of the Punjab Prohibition of Private Money Lending Act, 2007, completely oblivious to the fact that this law is valid in Pakistan and not India. The direction came as the High Court was disposing of a bunch of petitions and making recommendations to redress grievances of farmers in Punjab. Delhi High Court, while setting aside claims that children's right to privacy would be affected if cameras are installed inside classrooms in Delhi government schools, has observed that if people do not have objections to CCTVs in public places, parks or school corridors, then why are they opposed to having cameras in classrooms? Karnataka High Court is in a landmark verdict that gives major relief to citizens suffering from bad roads in Bengaluru and other parts of the state, declared that the right to have reasonably good footpaths and roads is a fundamental right of citizens under Article 21 of Constitution of India, 1950. Delhi High Court has granted BJP leader Mukul Roy protection from coercive action for 10 days to enable him to move a trial court in Kolkata for anticipatory bail in connection with a cash recovery case there. Madhya Pradesh High Court has issued notice to BJP Bhopal MP Pragya Singh Thakur on a petition challenging her election to the Lok Sabha. Telangana High Court has ordered a post-mortem be done at Gandhi Hospital in order to know whether the alleged police encounter of Poonam Linga alias Lingana at Ralugada village in Gundala Mandal of Bhadradri, Kathagudem district was fake or not. Andhra Pradesh High Court, while hearing a prisoner's petition seeking bail for AIDS treatment, has led to a shocking revelation that 27 inmates of the Rajamahendravaram Central Prison are afflicted by AIDS. The court reacted sharply, demanding the jail authorities furnish a detailed report on the total number of AIDS patients in the jail and the medical treatment being given to them. Uttarakhand High Court has ordered a section of MBBS degree holders from the government medical colleges to either serve in state's remote areas for 5 years or return subsidies on their fees with interest, honoring their prior agreement. Lok Sabha has passed the Arbitration and Conciliation Amendment Bill, 2019. The bill aims at making India an international arbitration hub by providing facilities for the settlement of commercial disputes. Lok Sabha has passed the Protection of Children from Sexual Offences Amendment Bill, 2019. The bill, which has already been passed in Rajya Sabha, defines child pornography. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has quashed a National Company Law Tribunal's, NCLT, Allahabad benches the 18th of May, 2018 order which had directed Jay Prakash Associates, JAL, to return a land bank of 858 acres to JIP Infratech, JIL. The land pool, which belonged to JIL, was pledged by JAL with various banks as collateral for the loans it took. National Green Tribunal has directed the Delhi Jal Board, DJB, to come up with a system for carrying and treated sewage and wastewater for treatment from three Lokpuri and Indira Camp colonies in East Delhi. The tribunal further observed that the action plan may also provide for interim arrangements such as phytoremediation techniques to prevent untreated sewage being discharged into water bodies.